Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, they're saying no chance for showers today, but it's June in New Orleans, so I would take that for what it's worth. The highs of 92 and 93, and there's no telling when those showers are going to pop up. You could get caught underneath it. If you're planning on no rain and get caught underneath it, you're going to get mad. So I would plan on a pop-up shower. You just watch the skies. You never can tell, right? And it's summertime in New Orleans. Tropics, though, are quiet until June, so we'll take it. Of course, hurricane season doesn't really start until August and September. Let's welcome in Arthur Sturbco, our friend, who is here to talk about real estate. Arthur, of course, is the profession local real estate analyst. I'm sorry, Arthur, I didn't have your title in front of me. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Tommy. Good morning.
How are you doing? How's the real estate market in New Orleans?
Well, it's good and bad, I guess, depending upon where you're standing. Obviously, relative to the rest of the country, we're sagging behind, frankly. So we've got some issues here in the local market in terms of the local economy.
Well, let's compare and contrast locally with nationally. What's the difference?
Well, recent articles have shown that we're probably out of the top 100 metro areas. We're dead last in terms of keeping up with inflation, in terms of housing prices keeping pace with inflation. And part of that is, of course, is you can say, well, you blame it on interest rates, but interest rates, you know, they impact the country nationwide. That's a uniform problem. Mm-hmm. So you can't blame just interest rates. What you have to say is, how are these interest rates affecting the local markets? And in our local markets, you know, our wage growth is the real problem, underlying problem. We have not kept pace with the rest of the country by far. As an example, our rents are, you're going to think this is crazy, are extremely affordable relative to other places across the country. The average rent in New Orleans right now is about $1,655 a month for all the units that are available today in, like, you go to the national, the local portals to find a rental, $1,655 a month, which means you need about $66,000 in income to afford that rent here locally.
Wait, say that again. I think that deserves a rewind. Say that again.
Yeah, the average rent. Now, remember, these are rentals that are on the market in, like on Redfin, on Realtor.com, on Zillow. The advertised rents in the market, which don't reflect a lot of the lower end rents, but mm-hmm. still, this is an apples to apples number I'm about to give you. So the average rent is $1,655 a month, and the average income to afford that rent is $66,219. Now, part of the problem is we have a lot of singles, our demographics nationally, and but more so here in the New Orleans market, we have a lot of singles. We have a lot of singles with children. You know, in the old days, your old days, my old days, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, people didn't live together. It was socially not that acceptable. It mm-hmm. is today. And as a result, those combined incomes of 50s, 60s, and 70s made housing prices very affordable, easily attainable relative to today. Today, with a single person with maybe a child or two or three, it's very difficult to get that kind of income up. You can imagine the average rent, $1,655. You need how many single people are making $66,000 a year? Couples combined, probably, no problem. So part of it is just people just aren't getting married and combining their incomes to be able to afford these rents. So we haven't been building very small units. And the economy for single folks is a lot of those singles have a child. So they're not living by themselves. That's an impact. I mean, compare that, Tommy. Here's an interesting number. The highest rents are in New York City. You would expect that. Mm-hmm. That's almost $3,500 a month. But the average income there is $139,000. Mm-hmm. Well, that's almost twice the income of somebody in New Orleans. You can say, well, yeah, but they've got high taxes. But there are a lot of businesses, a lot of businesses. We have not kept pace with attracting businesses into New Orleans. Tennessee has done well. Florida has done well. Texas has done well. You know, no state income tax. You'd say, well, how does that impact business? Well, those are their employees that they have to hire that now don't have to pay income tax. So the impact on businesses moving to someplace isn't always so much a factor of how much business taxes are paying, although that's a factor. It's what about those employees in those large companies? They're paying a lot of state income tax. So you're seeing movements right now to displace personal income tax rates with either lower income tax rates, which Louisiana tried to go to zero, and they did reduce it a bit, but we're trying to nibble at the problem. In Florida, as an example, they're trying to now do away with all property taxes. And you go, do away with all property taxes? Yeah, because then their argument is you're really taxing unrealized gain on a home. That's the way that they try to present it. Mm-hmm. For example, if you buy a stock, you don't pay tax on your stocks that you haven't sold. You only pay tax on it when you sell them. Well, that's not really the way it works on a house. Every year, you're taxed based on the sales price of that house. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of factors. I hate to be not trying to be negative, but just throwing a lot of factors out there. In our market, the real big problem, besides not keeping pace with business growth here, has been our insurance rates. We have exorbitant in interest rates relative to the rest of the country, and that's taken the discretionary income for housing and instead paying for your car insurance, paying for your rental, for the insurance that's reflected in your rent. So when you're a renter, somebody's paying the rent, the landlord, and he's paying it through the rent that he charges that tenant. So insurance is it's a real diluting effect of somebody's discretionary income in their checking account.
So this doesn't sound good at all. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Arthur Sterbko, our guest, local real estate analyst. And you know, Arthur, when you go to New York, you see all these people standing around the stores in Times Square in the blue uniforms, working security and so forth. And I always wondered, how can they afford to do that job and live in New York? And I guess a lot of them commute from areas outside, but still they have to make a decent amount of money. And that's because the salaries, even for doing that, are a lot higher than here, correct?
That's correct. And it's because, again, the property, the tax rates that you're paying in New York are exorbitant. I'm not saying that that's, but they've got the businesses. They've been centralized in New York for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. The Fortune 500 companies, those companies that are paying the big salaries are paying their folks to live there. And, you know, living in New York has got a lot of benefits. You know, take politics out of the equation. Mm-hmm. They've got plays. They've got a tremendous shopping opportunities.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
So let me take a break. We come back. You've painted the picture. I don't know what changes.
I'll give you some good. When we come back, I'll give you the really, really, really good news. Glasses half full. Don't worry.
All right. Give me the other half. When we come back, we're talking to Arthur Sturbco about real estate and what the national numbers show. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, 622 traffic now. WWL. 626 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Arthur Sturbco, local real estate analyst. We've already gotten the medicine, I guess. Now he's going to give us the sugar. We talked about the average home rent in New Orleans being about $1,655 a month, and be able to afford that, you'd have to make over $66,000. And for a lot of people, those numbers don't add up. But get off the ledge, because Arthur now has some good news for you. What is it, Arthur?
Well, the great news is, because it's so expensive to rent, it's so cheap to buy relative to that. Mm-hmm. This is probably the most out of whack, probably in 15 years, that the cost of owning a home versus the cost of renting makes it so much more attractive to buy a home than rent. It's remarkable. It's just remarkable, but the only way I can say it. And what's happened is the housing prices, and this is all relative to other parts of the country, okay? So don't everybody go pulling a hair out when I say this, but relative to the rest of the country, because our housing prices have not kept up the rate of inflation as everyone else, in the top 100 metro areas, we're dead last. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Well, because those appreciation rates have gone up so much around the rest of the country, inflation, in New Orleans, our housing prices have not appreciated anywhere near that, but the rents have. So as a result, it's much more attractive to buy a home today than it was to rent. So if somebody does have $66,000 in income, take a look at home ownership. It's never been more affordable at that price range. Now, you're not going to buy a $300,000 home, but there are homes available under $200,000. They might not be in the Garden District on St. Charles Avenue, but housing's available. And it is affordable relative to the amount of rent for the square footage that you would buy. So I would tell people to don't get too upset, because when this, there's a thing called what we call a average price to rent ratio. And it kind of shows the discount between renting and buying. And so what it really tells you is probably the area of the country that has the greatest opportunity for appreciation in the next 5 years is New Orleans, because it's so low. Part of our problem have been, of course, we've lost about 3% of our population over the last, I guess, about 7 or 8 years. That hasn't helped. So the number of units is down that have been selling, partially because of population, partially because it just costs more to buy those homes. But now they've stabilized out to a point where they're affordable relative to income. So I would suggest that people who are looking for housing really don't think you can afford it. Well, you know, when you go over there and you try to find a nice three-bedroom apartment, look at that rent, and then look at that same square footage in a home, and you'll see that differential is not that bad.
So, Arthur, real quick, before we run out of time, have short-term rentals affected any of this at all?
Negligible. Okay. That's more of a tourist factor. So as the tourism industry goes up, now, does it affect the hotel industry? Yes, marginally. I don't think it's a huge, huge number, to be frank. But I would refer that to the Tourist Commission. They probably got better numbers on that. But I don't think that's a big, significant factor. Now, it may be in a specific neighborhood, but as a tourist industry as a whole, not that monster a problem. Because those tourist dollars are still coming in.
Very interesting, as always. Arthur Sturgill, local real estate analyst. When we come back, we'll talk to Patrick Penfield, a professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, about the ceasefire between Iran and Israel, and if it doesn't hold, could there be impacts on our supply chains? Right now, time for WWL First News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.